Happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful mothers. We're so glad for the virtuous, godly mothers who are helping to hold the world together as far as morals and standards are concerned. And what is more important than this? Listen to the scripture. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Proverbs 31, 10, 12. So often when we read this scripture, we think of a nice, godly mother who helps with the duties of life in caring for the husband and the children. And all this is true. But there's more than just living. There is coming to each man, woman, and child a supreme test. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. Not only should we prepare to live in this world, but in that world to come. I've chosen as an example for our lesson today a couple, a real father and mother with two lovely daughters and a son. Kenneth and Alberta Cook had faced many problems in life, but somehow had made it through hand in hand as their daughters, Julie and Brenda, and their son, Kelly, went through the usual stages and sometimes the unusual stages of growing up and developing. But then there came a day when much of this was changed. On March the 25th, 1980, the Lord called for Kenneth Cook. As long as husband and wife have each other, things seem to hold together much better. But when one is left alone, the battles of life are different. Upon at least two occasions, Ken had experienced some physical difficulties which seemed to indicate perhaps a heart condition. And as we know so well, this would give reason for serious concern. The realities of life and death were faced. Do you ever think to yourself, what would I say to my companion if I knew this was my last day on earth? Or if you knew your companion was going to be taken from you at any moment? What would you say to that one? Would, when father or mother is taken, are there things left unsaid which you wish had been spoken? By Sister Alberta's permission, I'm going to share with you her own words as given in a letter to one of her friends. It tells how they prepared for this supreme test in life. Alberta's desire is that God may be glorified through their lives. As she explained on the phone, she realizes that a door in her life has been closed, but she was not hanging on to the closed door and seeking that it be opened again, only that God may be glorified. Friends, it is our desire also that we may all be strengthened and better prepared to face the supreme tests in our lives when they come, as they surely will. I quote, "We cannot but praise the dear merciful Lord that Ken was saved and is at peace, at rest, and with Jesus. The Lord had prepared our hearts somehow for this event. Ken had passed out two different times after climbing stairs before he died. We felt it was coming, but he did not wish to see a doctor even for an interview or examination. Well knowing God could take him or spare him, the day he died, at the breakfast table, I pushed the book over in front of him and said, 'Here, get yourself a good inspiring thought for the day.' And he read where Gideon was so fearful of leading the army against the Midianites. And the Lord said, 'Go, and I will be with thee.' So he stood up from the table and said, 'The Lord said, go, and I will be with thee, and that's good enough for me.' And he left on that note and was taken home a few hours later. God in his mercy spared me the last scene. And when I got the call to come, the Lord calmed me down and gave me much assurance on the way. That his way is best. That to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Think of that. That to live is Christ, to die is gain, and whosoever would save his life shall lose it, etc. And when fearful thoughts would present themselves, he brought the thought of the disciples on the ship in the storm when Jesus calmed the sea. He said, "Why are ye fearful? Where is your faith?" The Lord has wonderfully comforted our hearts, blessed the children in a marvelous way. We determined to plan his funeral service, that our darling would be honored, but God would be exalted, and Christ lifted up. The Lord helped the children and me that we sang three verses of "God Be With You Till We Meet Again" at the conclusion of the service. We praise the Lord for his loving mercy. We just cannot praise him enough. He has blessed the children in a wonderful way. They're living to go be with Daddy, and I surely am too. I want to get my work done, well done, don't you? Yes, Kelly is 15 and one half, a dear, tender-hearted boy, much like his gentle father. He is here today, wearing Ken's uniform shirt, pumping gas, waiting on customers in the station. At the present time, I shall endeavor to keep the station and keep it running, God willing. We have excellent help, and the experience is good for Kelly. My sons-in-law, brother-in-law, and all my trusted friends and counselors advise me to try to keep it, at least for the present. Ken has been here 10 years and has a clientele of good and loyal customers. They like to see Kelly and me here, and everyone is so kind. It is a good place to witness for the Lord. So pray the precious Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. He is faithful. I no trouble and no sorrow see today, nor will I borrow gloomy visions for tomorrow. With my Jesus all is bright. Mother and Daddy and I all flew back to Kentucky. Had a beautiful uplifting service there also. End of quote. And thank you, Sister Alberta Cook, for your willingness to share your experience of how you met your supreme test of sorrow. And may I say to all, if your mother is living, show her your appreciation for all she has done to make you happy. Neglect her not when she is old and gray. Listen to this poem. If I may help, some burdened heart, his heavy load to bear. If any little song of mine may cheer a soul somewhere. If I may lead some grieving one to know that loss is gain. Or bring some shattered soul to light, I shall not live in vain. If I may help bewildered ones to find life's grandest clue. If I may steady faltering feet or help some heart be true. If I may bring a tender touch to some lone couch of pain, or whisper words of hope and strength, I shall not live in vain. If I may give disheartened ones the impetus they need, or rescue the oppressed from hands of cruelty and greed. If I may bring concord and love where strife and hatred reign, or be a friend to friendless ones, I shall not live in vain. If I may battle some great wrong, some worldly current stem, or give a hand of fellowship where other hearts condemn. If I grow strong to do and bear amid life's stress and strain, and keep a pure heart everywhere, I shall not live in vain. If I may give forth sympathy and keep a heart of youth, or help myself and fellow men to grander heights of truth, however small my part may be to cleanse the world of stain, if I but do the best I can, I shall not live in vain. And now, a few scriptures for guidelines. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:30-32. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6:1-4. There are so many scriptures to cover almost every problem of life, and how much better we would be if we gave heed to these things. God has a way of preparing us for the things which are ahead. He knows our future, and it is His will that all be saved. He willeth not the death of any, but that all should come to repentance. Listen to this one. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Isaiah 43:1-3. Isn't that a good promise? But that's not all. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Then, what are we to do with all these promises? Exactly this. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. This one says almost the same thing, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4. Our Father, bless each listener in the way which they have most need, and thine shall be the praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. We trust that your life may be enriched and strengthened to face the supreme test of life. If we may be of some spiritual help, be sure to let us know. We wish all a happy Mother's Day. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.